Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. In recent times, it's become very common for people to carry around a gun on Shabbos for safety reasons. And that raises questions in halacha. If a person were to be in a place where there is no Erev, would that be a violation of carrying on Shabbos? This relates to an army soldier, it relates to a security guard, and it relates to a regular mispalo who's carrying a gun, whether exposed or not. So the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Shabbos Daf Samech Gimel that lo yetzei ha'isha lo b'sayif lo b'keshes v'lo b'taris, and so on. That a person cannot walk outside with a sword, or with a bow and arrow, or any other weapon, and one who does so is chayv chatas according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer says these things are tachshitin, and Chacham say they're not tachshitin. These things are leganai. No one likes to wear weapons. We rather no weapons. How do we paskin? We, of course, paskin like the Tanakhama. The Shulchan Aruch writes clearly in Siman Shin Aleph that a person, lo yeta ish, lo besayif, lo bekesh, lo besris, and so on. So one may not wear a sword, a bow and arrow, or even a gun would be included in this. So the Mishnah Berurah points out here that even if it's going to be tucked in his belt, afilu im huchager b'masnav mipnei shederach hotzokach, since that's a normal way b'chol to carry it in such a way, it would be usher to carry this on Shabbos, won't be chay v'chatas for carrying a gun in a place where there is no Erev in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah with no Erev. Is there any heter for a person to carry a gun outside where there's no Erev? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes here in the Siman Shin Aleph Sif Nun Aleph that this whole discussion is referring to a stam ben adam, a regular person who's carrying a weapon, whether it's concealed or not concealed, a knife or a gun, any such type, it's stam adam. When it comes to Baal Nechama, a person during war, or perhaps even a soldier not during war, but a soldier in full uniform, and part of that uniform is wearing a gun, says the Aruch HaShulchan yearly, Baruch, clearly, the Chol Eirilu, all these things, it's going to be not a Tachshit, but it's going to be a Malbush. It's considered Begadim, it's considered wearing it. And just like a person could wear pants, shirts, ties, and the like without there being an Erev, so too a person can wear a gun if he's a Baal Nechama, if he's a army, a soldier, if he's a Chayal. That's the understanding of the Aruch HaShulchan. That being said, Rav Yashar writes in Kobetz Chuvos, he argues and says he doesn't think this is correct. He thinks even then, the reason why it's not correct, he believes, is because it's something called a tachshit amnas lishtamish. It's a type of decoration, a type of garment that's meant to be used. And anyone who carries something amnas lishtamish, the din is it's usser, because you might use it, might take it out and carry it. And therefore, Rav Yashar felt it was incorrect to carry any such weapons. This is the understanding of Rav Yashar and others as well. So, is there any heter for a soldier to wear it outside? Now, furthermore, what makes things a little bit more complicated is, let's say there's no army, there's no war, but a soldier, if he's found with his weapon unattended to and not carrying it, he could be in trouble. That's also another discussion I'm not going to get into right now, but there are marmakomos on that discussion. We're talking about just a regular case. Can a person wear a gun, carry it outside? And the answer really is not. The only makeup position is a person who's dressed like a soldier, who you could tell that's part of his uniform, or perhaps a security guard who's got his own uniform. But a person who's dressed regularly, weekday clothing, even Shabbos clothing, and is carrying a weapon, carrying a gun, that would be usher if there is no Erev in the Rishus Harabim. But is there any such heter? So the only heter is, and all the poskim point out, of course, that if there's a place of a sakana, if there's a danger, so then we're not concerned with these types of carrying, because everything is doche pikuach nefesh other than the big three. But Isur Shabbos is doche Shabbos, pikuach nefesh rather. And there's a marach or zeru who writes that we're not medaktikin and carrying different items when it comes to pikuach nefesh, even unless it's a very, very far-fetched suffix. But if it's somewhat of a plausible possibility of a bikuach nefesh, then one's allowed to. So given the rise in anti-Semitism, one has to raise the question, is there considered a strong enough, is there an imminent danger whereby people should be carrying outside of an Erev? So in many places where we live, there are Erevim, so it's not so much of a concern. But if a person lives in a place where there is no Erev, and it's possibly Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, perhaps Brooklyn and Manhattan, this becomes a very, very important question. How does it define Pikuach Nefesh? are we currently in a place of a possibility of a terrorist attack? Because unfortunately, we've seen in San Diego and Pittsburgh, other places, is that enough of a reason to carry the gun in such a way? I'm not going to answer that question. I'm going to leave that to the particular poskim and rabbanim of the various communities. But al pi halacha, what needs to be said here, what needs to allow for the carrying, would only be if it is considered somewhat of an imminent danger.